This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, no doubt it, now they asking for
me. You know I go run the fastest for me.
You know I go run the fastest for me.
Run the rider, amen, pass it to me.
Amen, amen, pass it to me.
It's draft night, baby. We finally made it. Welcome to the Fastest 40. Dan and Trey are back together again. We had a plan to come on here, pick 28, Buffalo Bills. We're going to be making their pick at this point. I'm going to keep turning around as I got the TV here on display. The Kansas City Chiefs have made a trade with the Buffalo Bills as we're starting our little recording session here. And are currently on the clock. So, man, I don't know if you're seeing anything different on your end, Trey, but I am so shocked.
Yeah.
To see the Buffalo Bills make a trade with us to potentially get us in position to take a player that we need. I mean, why would the Bills do that inside of the conference, especially knowing the history behind it, right? They've traded us to get Patrick Mahomes back in 2017. We made that swap that got them Tre'Davious White. We made the trade to get ahead of them to grab McDuffie. They ended up settling for another corner. What are your thoughts on this, dude? This is crazy.
Yeah, I think first off, you got to think, like, just like you said, you know, this is crazy that one, the Bills are okay with trading with the Chiefs at this moment, right? But two, as a Chiefs fan, you got to look at the moment and say, okay, here we are at 32 with the pick 32. We're going to end up day one. You know, we've been talking all night what that pick's going to be, how things are shaking out for us, what this is looking like. And now you got to wonder what the Chiefs are thinking or what they're seeing and what they want to go out and grab at 28, where you look at some of these guys that are still on the board. Here, let me pull this up here real quick, Dan. You got the corner out of Iowa. Maybe that's a guy they like to see they'd like to see on the team.
I'm more partial to Rake Straw, being a Mizzou fan myself.
Right. I mean, looking at the board here, you got several cornerbacks that are on the board here, along with several running or wide receivers that are highly rated here. So it's going to be interesting. There's also a defensive tackle here out of Illinois. Newton out of Illinois, big man, 304 pounds, highly rated position as far as the position D tackle rated second. Man, the pick's already in. This is crazy. This is going to be wild, man.
It's quick turnaround and the compensation, just to get that out there too. We traded pick 32, pick 95, top of the third round, and pick 221, likely one of our seventh rounders, in exchange for 133. So that puts us in the fourth or fifth round, maybe early fifth, one of those two. And then we got a seventh as well in addition to pick 28. So, you know, I'm seeing some speculation coming through on my cell phone. So we'll see what happens here.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot coming in right now.
In the case, I'm a little bit. I might have a little bit of an opinion here. if this guy ends up being who is called out, I'm wanting to see if maybe there's.
Yeah, man. I hope this one turns out just the way the last couple picks have turned out.
Right,
with Buffalo.
I mean, it seems like anytime we make that transition, we're getting an all pro player out of the as a result of the deal. So
yeah,
Buffalo got some solid players too in the Mahomes deal. They got Tremaine Edmonds, who was a Pro Bowl linebacker, Tre'Davious White, all pro corner, and it put them in position to draft Josh Allen the following year. So I mean, still not even necessarily, but
I mean, I'm personally looking at this, the last 30 minutes watching the last, five or six picks, my thought process was we were going to go wide receiver or we were going to trade out of day one. I kind of saw that playing out to where we would try to trade back maybe 10 picks, sit around in the first several picks into day two, where we could still pick up one of those wide receivers. But, everybody at Arrowhead One has identified somebody that we need to snag up today. So, and looking at the trade, head to head here, Dan, I don't see this as a bad trade. We're dropping the 32nd, the 95th, and the 221st for the 28th, the 133, and the 148. So, I'm liking this, and I'm excited to see where this goes. Here we got the pick is in. Looks like it hasn't came out yet. So
I got I have the pick. We'll let it get announced here. The what's his name? Veach, of course. Yeah. He's never gonna make a bad trade. Like usually the draft compensation is gonna be pretty favorable, pretty to the rule, to the T of what the rules are with, how they grade out each draft pick and the points associated with it. So he's never going to give up too much to get to a place where he wants to be. We just haven't seen that. What we've seen a lot of times is, they trade to make that pick for whatever reason, and it ends up panning out really well. And so the Chiefs selection is coming through. They got I know they have Jamal Charles reading off some picks later.
Yep, not today.
Yep.
All right. How exciting. Man, I did not anticipate this at all.
Yep.
This was way out of left field for me. I thought Beach and company were going to be pretty conservative coming into this draft.
Well, we had a little bit of play to move up a few spaces. I think we talked about it in some of our other shows, right? Where, if they moved up, it wasn't going to be a considerable jump. I mean, if you're looking at it, we really only moved up four spaces to grab, right, who we're going to end up grabbing here, which they're building up the suspense here on the TV. Are you seeing the same thing? I just want to make sure I'm in the same spot.
Yeah, here we go. All right, 2024, round one. On our way to the three-peat, baby.
Love to hear that. Xavier Worthy.
Wide
receiver, Texas, the fastest wide receiver in combine history, is now a Kansas City Chief, drafted over the likes of Adonai Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, Keon Coleman, and maybe a couple other quality receivers that we could have drafted.
Yeah.
What's your initial feeling and thoughts on that?
Initial
wide receiver in combine history, 6 foot. About a $170, $180.
Yeah, I mean, my initial thoughts, just thinking here off the top, I think he was going to fall to 32 personally. I don't think there was a big push for anybody else, pushing towards Xavier Worthy. With that being said, he fits where the Chiefs needed to fit in, right? We like the fast guys. We like the guys that can play multiple roles. Just looking here, he had 1,000 yards receiving, second in the Big 12 last year. I think he'll plug in well. I don't know if that trade – I don't know. I mean, looking at the picks that we traded, you know, straight up, I'm good with it because I don't think we lost that at all. But again, I don't think we needed a trade up to go get him. Is this guy going to be a stud? You know, he showed some glimpse at Texas that he can be a stud, but I don't know if I'm over the top on this pick. I'll read off my list here of what I had for guys I was looking for. And these are how I'm viewing some wide receivers I was looking for. Big guys, really. Leggett out of South Carolina. And then Adonai Mitchell out of Texas, his counterpart down there at Texas. And then Keenan Coleman down at Florida State, another big body who had a poor performance down there at the combine. So I think that's where his draft stock has dropped a little bit. But, you know, overall, it's kind of where I'm sitting. I think, again, outside of the CEH pick, Veach and company have done incredible in the draft the last several years. So I'm going to rock and roll with what they got going on. But yeah, this one's kind of a shocker to me. I kind of saw them making a bigger splash than what Worthy is.
Yeah. You know, with, that's who I was alluding to earlier when I said, I have a little bit of an opinion on this, 'cause I don't think we needed to trade up to grab this guy. You have San Francisco, who's pretty loaded at the position. Now, Brandon Ayuk is a question mark on whether or not he's going to get traded. So maybe they backfill him a little bit with the chance of him getting traded. Beyond that, you had Dallas, who's now on the clock. Baltimore at pick 30, who just drafted Zay Flowers last year. They just extended Rashad Bateman. They have Mark Andrews. I don't know that they are taking a wide receiver in this scenario. So, I mean, I just don't see why we would have needed to trade. I mean, Buffalo really was the only team that I was maybe a little bit leery of taking a receiver ahead of us, and they're trading back. And I think they probably have a similar feeling to what I just laid out, right? The teams in between 28 and 32, we don't see them grabbing a wide receiver. We're going to give Kansas City the opportunity to take their choice of receiver and grab the extra spaces that we're moving up in this trade and still get a guy that we're going to be really happy about at 32, likely going to be who I think is picked at 32 is Ladd McConkey. That's a guy who I was really big on. I know he's not a big body guy. Kansas City under Brett Veach has not drafted a big body receiver. That's just not the prototype receiver that we're bringing in. And I mean, even if you look back during the Andy Reid tenure, whenever John Dorsey was our GM, we didn't bring in guys like that. Last time we did, it was John Baldwin, and at least with the first round, right? And that didn't really pan out. So I agree with you. I don't think we needed to trade up. Maybe there's a chance Buffalo takes Xavier Worthy there instead. But it fills a position of need, right? We don't know Rashee Rice's future. Hollywood Brown is under a one-year contract. Travis Kelce is on the backside of his career at this point. So, you know, this gives us a guy that we can rely on, you know, for the next 4 or 5 years as a quality player. Like you said, you got to put up 1,000 yards for Texas with another quality receiver on the other side of him. You know, a lot of times that helps the receivers put that production up, but I think with what they were doing over there in the Big 12, they're pass heavy too, right? And so it takes a lot to command that much target share. So it's great that he was able to produce that. And you know, his speed is going to be an opportunity for us to get. The Chiefs were bottom three in touchdowns from 10 or more yards out. Last year, we only had 7, which I think puts us at 30th in the NFL. And that has not been the MO for the Kansas City Chiefs offense since Mahomes joined as the full-time starter in 2018. So I think this really gives us an opportunity to take the top off of defenses again with his top-end speed and what he can do on a straight line. What I'm more concerned about is what are the hands like?
Yeah.
Right? With speedy receivers like this, you know, they have straight line speed. Maybe they aren't the most technically savvy route runners in this instance, or, you know, you get a case of the drops, which is what we've seen with a couple of the other guys that we currently have on the roster. And so that's going to be something that with him joining the team, I want him to go straight to Texas and start working out with Mahomes and those guys. Agreed. And start building that chemistry up so he can get a feel for what Mahomes' passes are like. Because I think with Mahomes, he tends to throw a harder ball than a lot of other quarterbacks do, especially if you're looking over the middle or in the flat, right? So he's got that pitcher arm where he's just slinging that thing all the time. So that's my concern here. I agree with you. Maybe we didn't have to trade up. Maybe Buffalo takes him. You don't know what that's going to look like, or if one of these other teams ends up trading back to allow a team to come up and snag a receiver because of how far these guys have dipped.
Yep.
So, you know, all that being said, I'm excited about getting a guy with premier speed back in this offense. It's something that we've missed since trading away Tyreek. We've had to win in different ways. I think it's made us more unpredictable, which has been an advantage for the Kansas City Chiefs. But yeah, I think this definitely brings back an element that Chiefs fans have been familiar with that we just haven't been able to see over the last couple seasons.
Yep, and something else that might have gone into this decision is you get a guy like Worthy who has a skill set with the speed where you might be, and shiftiness, where you might be able to plug him in into the special teams as well, where we kind of took a step back last year. If you take a look at the scope of the whole season for the Chiefs, well, we did take a step back and what the production was on the receiving end. So maybe that goes into that decision. This guy can come in and plug in and be an immediate impact on those punt returns and kick returns, especially with the new rule going into the kick returns where we're going to see a lot more of those kickoffs fielded now, right? So it's just another facet of the game. We can get a guy like that plugged in and make an impact. So, yeah, I think overall from the both of us, you know, we can agree that maybe a trade up was not necessary for this pick, where you see a lot of these guys still on the board now. But, hey, we're going to rock and roll with it and move into day two, man.
Man, day two is going to be exciting. But before we get to that point, what are your thoughts on the draft so far for some of the other AFC contenders, right? The division had a lot of premier first-round picks. I was scratching my head. I'll talk about the Chargers first. I was scratching my head on what they decided to do with their top five pick. I think they could have easily traded back, acquired some more assets, and really just invested into this offense a little bit more. Instead, they took one of the few positions that they have a marquee player in, left tackle or offensive tackle. They have Rashawn Slater, an all-pro, in that roster spot right now. And they go out and draft Joe Alt, who I think is going to be a phenomenal NFL player. He was fantastic at Notre Dame. Notre Dame is an offensive line factory. I mean, they just clone these guys, you know, that come into the NFL and just dominate. And he's going to be the next line of that. I am so shocked that they decided to take him when they have Rashawn Slater at offensive tackle. And their number one receiver on the depth chart today is Quentin Johnston. It just totally threw me for a loop. You know, if you're going to pass on Malik Nabers and get him over to our guy Bryce's team in New York, at least make the trade to grab some assets. So that's my big thing that where I'm like scratching my head. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, from a Chiefs perspective, I don't think it could have gone any better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on the other two teams there. First off, being Denver, who had the 12th pick, they pick up Bo Nix, and the only thing I see being going in their favor with Bo Nix is that he is experienced, playing 5 years of college football. He is a little bit older, a little more mature in the game.
You look 30.
Yeah. Right. but again, you know. Even with Justin Herbert, when we match up against guys like that, the Chiefs always play rookie quarterbacks so well, and we've seen that success continue against Justin Herbert as well. So I don't have any concern with Bo Nix. Moving into Las Vegas, though, they absolutely got better today. Brock Bowers is a freaking unit. Probably one of the top, you know, I put him up there with Marvin Harrison Jr. on as far as talent level in the draft.
Big time impact.
Man, he's going to be one of those guys that comes in, plugs right in, and is able to impact the Vegas Raiders. So I think that one's going to be a hiccup for us for sure. He's going to be a matchup nightmare for us. That was a guy that's one of those guys where Jerry Sneed would come in and match up one-on-one and kind of eat that for us. So it'll be a scheme thing for us going into next year. It won't be a one-on-one thing. So it's just another challenge for the Chiefs going against the Raiders.
Yeah, you know, the Broncos pick is like, it's whatever. They're rebuilding. They're still going to be taking quite a while before they're competitive and really a threat to the Chiefs in the AFC West. But the Raiders, they're in a position where either Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell is going to be starting at quarterback. And I don't know about you, but that doesn't threaten me. That doesn't make me feel threatened or scared that they're going to do anything. Now, they have a pretty solid stable of weapons, right? Brock Bowers is joining Davante Adams in that offense. They drafted Michael Mayer, who was a premier tight end coming out of the draft last year. I guess that's my confusion is that they're going back to the well and taking a tight end in the first round for the second consecutive year. I mean, how many teams have ever done that? I don't know. You can check the history logs, and I'm sure it's a handful, probably less than fingers I have on this hand. So I would be really surprised to see them make waves immediately, but Brock Bowers is going to be good in this league for a very long time. And who's to say they didn't get that quarterback of the future next year or the following year to really take advantage of what they have in him. Didn't want to see him go to a team in the division for sure, because I wanted to be able to root for that kid. I think he's a phenomenal player. I think he's going to have a great NFL career. But yeah, that was a little bit of a head scratcher just because they already spent premier draft capital on the position, grabbing Michael Mayer last year. And they really don't have the quarterback in place to take full advantage of what those guys can do from a, you know, from a skill position perspective. But, you know, all in all, you're looking at what the Raiders did, what the Broncos have done, what the Chargers did. I mean, did they do anything to really move the needle? I mean, I feel like they're the same team coming into this draft as they were coming out. I don't know that they made a big enough splash to really do anything significant.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Raiders are the only one that kind of made a push the needle a little bit in the right direction. But Dan, let's walk through, you know, at least day two. Maybe not, we don't have to go through each player who we think we're going to pick up, but let's focus more on the Chiefs and where we think those, or what positions need to be addressed starting tomorrow night.
Well, you know, coming into round one, there were three positions I would have been happy about us taking in this first round, right? Wide receivers, the clear position of need. I was kind of more in the camp of us grabbing an offensive tackle, but with the way tackles ran early on in this draft, it just became less and less likely that that's would happen in the back end of round one. Another position I think would be nice to fill is the cornerback room, get some more defensive backs in some way, shape, or form. So in rounds two and three, I don't believe we have a third round pick any longer. So it's really just our second round pick at pick 64. So, you know, grabbing a player still within the top 100, there's still a really good chance that that person can make an impact on the team. And I think if we grab somebody there, the biggest impact that we're going to see is if we grab someone on the defensive side of the ball for the defensive back room. Just from what we've seen Brett Veach do with later round picks in the defensive back, whether it's corner, safety, what have you, he's been able to scout the right talent and put the faith in our coaches that they're going to develop those guys appropriately to get them in a position to contribute early and often and effectively. So I think defensive back is where the Chiefs go with this pick. Of course, you never know what's going to happen. It depends on how the draft lays out and what's really presented for you at that pick. But that's kind of where I'm at with it. You know, we at this point don't have a ton of resources day two to make something happen. But, you know, there are some holes to fill.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see if there's any more moves tomorrow. I know there's a couple more gaps the Chiefs are looking to fill between maybe tackle if they want to still address left tackle in the draft, and then defensive tackle. I know that's also a position that the Chiefs are looking to fill here in the draft. So I could see, you know, I could see a defensive tackle and cornerback being something we address tomorrow. But again, it'll be interesting to see if we make any moves as far as trade to add to what we have to tomorrow. So, man, this was exciting. This was a great time. The trade up worked out perfectly. We jumped on just in time, so that was a lot of fun.
I know, right?
Let's get into day two. I'm fired up, man.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm excited. It's a good day to be a Chiefs fan, as always. Whenever they announce defending Super Bowl champs are on the clock, you know you're doing something right. So I'm excited for day two, brother. We'll see you later this week.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Go Chiefs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.